my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, neighbor. It's Thursday today, and oh, we have a wonderful program planned this morning for just these few moments together. Perhaps this is being aired in your time zone a different time, but I'm so glad that you're listening. I love hearing from you, and you know I've told you for years, I get the emails, and because I don't know how to do email, they print it out, put it on my desk. They come to me from the receptionist, they come from my secretary, they come from the publications, the media people, they come from my wife, they come all, and I get them here, and I love reading them, and I'm always honored. You know, the fact that you right now would be listening to this program. Had a good spring. I've traveled a lot this spring, and everywhere I've gone, people have come up to me and they'll smile, and I'll smile at them. They'll say, "Hello, neighbor," and I know what that means. I'm so glad God's been so good to me. You know the story on this. We prayed for 31 years for a 15-minute broadcast. Never happened. Oh, then when it happened, God opened the floodgates. I love this. I love this opportunity. Appreciate you so much. Just over in the glory land, and when we all get to heaven. Tell you what, that song will fire you up right there. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Aren't you glad you're saved? And you know, could I just say to God's people real carefully, don't watch or listen to a lot of news, if any. My sister passed away the night of the election in 2020, and I had no desire to listen to the news, and so I gave it up, and I never was a big news person, but I haven't listened on the radio or on the TV to any news since the election. That's coming up on 4 years. Now I have the headline news of a conservative station on my phone, so I could read the headlines. I know what's going on. People tell me. But you know what? I can't read that stuff, Brother Ethan. It just discourages me. And I don't want to get discouraged. I want to live on the winning side. I want to be thinking about heaven, not all this garbage down here. And I know what's going on. I'm not saying I'm a recluse. Here's a song from Middle Tennessee Baptist Church. Thank God I am free from this world of sin. What a good, good song. Go ahead, choir, sing for us, will you please? I was just telling Brother Ethan, I received this from Molly Robertson about Brother Sterling Ball. I've had it for a while. And March the 9th, Brother Sterling Ball passed away. I have his picture here. He was such a sweet man to me. And he was 93, married 75 years. His precious wife, I believe, still alive. Yes, I know she is. But he was always so kind. You know, he was just a country fellow that he headed up everything for Brother Bobby. He headed up, I think I have all of it right, all the mechanics and all the maintenance people and all the everything on the building, and I believe he headed up the finance people, and just did everything. Never sat on the platform. He wasn't a preacher. He just was a servant. I was telling Brother Ethan, we were there. Brother Bobby brought our whole family back for a meeting I was preaching. Our girl Tabitha, who is a mother of four, and her boys are going to be seniors in high school. So I tell you, I was going to say six, but she may have been seven. And Brother Sterling let us ride around that property in a golf cart. And she said, "Daddy, I'd like to drive that." She may have been eight, but she was driving, probably seven. And she drove it, you, folks from that area, you know, next door, I think there's a soccer field there, but there was that pig farm there. She went over the curb and a little bit down, 2-3 feet, and it was stuck down there. It didn't break anything. But, oh, she felt so bad. And he came with a chain and his truck and pulled it out. And she, I want to say, had tears in her eyes. And he said, honey, it's okay. It's all right. You didn't hurt anything. He goes, what's your name? And she said, Tabitha. And he said, that's okay, Tabitha. And he leaned down and was talking to her. And she said this to him, to Brother Ball. He had just had a hot dog. She goes, I believe you have hot dog breath. And I was so embarrassed. And so from that time forward, and I don't know if she ever got back to see him, but he said, how's Tabitha doing? And I'd say, well, she's in junior high now. How's Tabitha? She's in senior. She's in college. She's married now. She's got kids. How's Tabitha doing? And whenever he asked me that, I said, you know what, Brother Sterling? I believe you have hot dog breath. Well, you'd have to know Brother Sterling, and so many of you don't know who I'm talking about. But I thank God for God put so many good people in my life back there at that church, Brother Bobby Robertson and Brother Frank and Brother Sterling, all the good, good, godly members, many home with the Lord. Those are wonderful days. Being there for so many years. Well, here's the verse. We're on stewardship. We get to verse 8, this unjust steward. This man that did not take care of what God had entrusted to his care. And the Lord commended the unjust steward. Why? Well, he said, I need to do, I've got to resolve. Verse number 4, I am resolved to do what I am put out of this, when I'm put out of the stewardship, I've got to get this thing right. And he called the debtors, said to the first, how much do you owe my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said, sit down real quickly and write a bill for 50. And he said to another, how much do you owe? And he said, well, I owe 100 measures of wheat. And he said, write right now, bill, 80. And he got back what he could get back. And the Lord, his master, the rich man, said he commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. You know, when we do wrong, our first line of defense often is to blame or to attack or not to admit, maybe lie, accuse. But this man said, oh my, what am I going to do? I'm not a good steward. I'm an unjust steward. What I'm going to do? And he did what he could do. And you know, maybe you've wronged some people along the journey, and you know, some things can't just be made right. There's such permanent scars. I don't know what you've done or what I've done. Well, I do know what I've done, but I don't know. But you know what? As much as lieth in you, what can become right, write it. Do it right. Do it right. I was raised by such a good father and mother. My dad was done unjust by somebody. This was many decades and decades ago. They owed him $2,500 for a job. They never paid him. And I recall my dad was then retired after that and older. And we went by that business. I could see it on the freeway. I know I pass the freeway on the business all the time. I see it. And I said, Dad, you ought to get out, go try to get that money. He goes, oh, son, he probably needed it more than me. Just let it go. Forget it. Well, have a good day, friend. Lord bless our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today. for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.